The hour has come, and split is the moon. But if they see a sign, they turn away, and say, this is the same old lie continuing, and deny, and follow their own vain desires. But every matter is determined at its time. Messages deterring them from evil had come to them, containing consummate wisdom, yet warnings were of no avail. So turn away from them. When on the day the crier calls to the painful business, they will come out of the graves with downcast eyes like an expanding swarm of locusts. They will hasten forward to the caller, gazes fixed. And the unbelievers will say, this is the day of untold woe. The people of Noah had denied before them, and had called our votary a liar, and said, he is possessed, and repulsed him. So he prayed to his Lord, I am helpless, deliver me. And we opened up the floodgates of the sky with water pouring down in torrents, and we opened up the springs of the earth, and the waters met for a decreed end. But we bore him on a vessel made of planks and oakum, which sailed right under our eyes, a recompense for him who had been denied. And we left it as a sign. Is there anyone who will be warned? How was then my punishment and my commination? Easy have we made the current to understand, so is there anyone who will be warned? The adit also disavowed. How was then my punishment and my commination? We let loose against them a violent roaring wind on a day of ill omen, continuous, which snatched away men, as though they were palm trees pulled out by the roots. How was then my punishment and my commination? Easy have we made the current to understand, so is there anyone who will pay heed? The Thamud rejected the warnings, and said, should we follow only one man among us? In that case we shall he in error and insane. Was he the one of all of us to have been given the exposition? He is surely an impudent liar. Tomorrow they will know who is the impudent liar. We shall send the Shikamal to try them. So watch them, and be constant. Tell them that the water is to be apportioned between them, and her, and every turn of drinking will be fixed, for each. But they called their commander, who seized and hamstring her. How was then my punishment of which they had been warned? We sent a single blast against them, and they were reduced to husks of a decayed fence. Easy have we made the current to understand, so is there anyone who will be warned? The people of Lot rejected the warnings. We sent a stone-hurtling storm against them, except the family of Lot whom we saved in the early hours of the morning as a favor from us. That is how we reward the grateful. He had warned them of our might, but they passed over the warnings. They lusted after his guests, so we put out their eyes, and said, taste my punishment and my commination. And early in the morning the decreed punishment came upon them. So now taste my punishment and my commination. Easy have we made the current to understand, so is there anyone who will be warned? The warnings came to the people of Pharaoh. They rejected each one of our signs. So we seized them with the grip of one mighty and powerful. Are the unbelievers among you any better than they? Or is there immunity for you in the scriptures? Or do they say, we are a well-accoutred army? The army will be routed and put to flight. Surely the hour will be the moment of their promise, and that moment will be calamitous and distressing. Surely the sinners are misguided and insane. On that day they will be dragged into the fire faces foremost, and told, taste the feel of hell. We have indeed created all things by measure, and our command is but one word, swift as the winking of an eye. We have destroyed the likes of you in the past, so is there anyone who will be warned? All things they do are recorded in the books. All things small or great have been written down. Surely those who fear God and follow the straight path will be amidst gardens and light, at the still center in the proximity of the King All-Powerful.